President Trump met with his counterpart from El Salvador today, President Nayib Bukele. It was a high-profile meeting because right now Bukele is imprisoning hundreds of immigrants deported from the U.S. And one of those people being held in El Salvador is Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a Maryland man deported by mistake. The Supreme Court has said that the White House has to facilitate his return to the U.S. NPR White House correspondent Danielle Kurtzleben joins us now with more. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, Elsa.
Okay, so the biggest question looming over this whole meeting was the fate of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. He's a Salvadorian immigrant who entered the U.S. illegally. And Danielle, he had been given legal protections by an immigration judge, but he remains deported to El Salvador anyway. So what did Bukele say about all of this?
Well, he said flat out, no, there are no plans to send Abrego Garcia back to Maryland, which has been his home for around 15 years. Here's how Bukele put it.
The question is preposterous. How can I smuggle a terrorist into the United States? I don't have the power to return him to the United States.
Now, on that terrorist point, the Trump administration says that Abrego Garcia is a member of MS-13. That's a gang the administration has declared a terrorist organization. But back in 2019, a judge ruled that there was insufficient evidence to deport him. But again, the Supreme Court has ruled days ago that Abrego Garcia is owed due process and that the administration has to facilitate his return to the U.S. But Bukele has cooperated very willingly with Trump in housing deportees, even ones that are not from El Salvador. Last month, the administration deported more than 200 people whom they claimed were dangerous gang members from Venezuela.
Okay, so we're hearing what Bukele is saying, but what did Trump and his team say about all this?
Well, when a CNN reporter tried to ask Trump about why he's not going along with the Supreme Court, he was dismissive.
How long do we have to answer this question from you? Why don't you just say, isn't it wonderful that we're keeping criminals out of our country? Why can't you just say that? Why do you go over and over? And that's why nobody watches you anymore. You know, you have no credibility.
He also called on a number of his officials who were also in the Oval at the time, like Attorney General Pam Bondi, also Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller, asking them to back him up. And Miller argued that Abrego Garcia is a Salvadoran citizen and that the president has power over foreign affairs. But again, the Supreme Court has ruled that Abrego Garcia should get due process and that he should be returned.
I mean, we're not only talking about Abrego Garcia. Bukele has taken in all these deported people into a pretty notorious mega prison, right? Did anything come out of today's meeting about the future of that arrangement using that prison?
Yes. Trump again brought up something he's been suggesting for months now, the possibility of deporting U.S. citizens to El Salvador, what he calls homegrown criminals. Here's a clip from a live feed that Bukele broadcast on social media, and this is Trump talking to Bukele as they entered the Oval Office.
I said, homegrowns are next. The homegrowns built. You got to build about five more places.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right.
And Trump also suggested there that Bukele build five more places, seeming to mean to build more prisons to house U.S. deportees. And that laughter you heard is people who were in the Oval, who included Trump's team. Now, later in the event, Trump again said he and his team are studying the laws about this possibility, saying he wants it to be violent people sent to El Salvador. But many legal scholars have said this would be blatantly unconstitutional to deport U.S. citizens, whether or not they're violent.
That is NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben. Thank you so much, Danielle.
Yeah, thank you.